10 years from now, we will have a talent pool that will be so much more capable than we have today in solving the specific problems.
Leading innovation in their companies.
How gravity works.
Why are we so different from the chimpanzee?
Safe drinking water for all.
What about today?
It's time to recapture the spirit of innovation.
This is your brain.
It's an invention of mine.
We're ready to go and we're going to do it.
This is your brain on
innovation. Innovation. Innovate.
It's up to us to make it something wonderful.
Keeps my brain alive.
That's what gives me hope.
It's sometimes hard to have hope for innovation and technology when you're a cell phone user. All right, put aside your frustration with cell phones for just a moment. It's a small piece of technology, but it has allowed communities around the world to leap ahead, to skip past traditional development pathways in communications, in photography, in education, and media. Villages in the developing world using cell technology were able to bypass traditional telephone monopolies with a single network. Wireless technology can now stream the entire digital world directly into communities that might not have reliable power or clean drinking water. The potential for cell phones in the hands of millions in the developing world is just now being tapped. Joining us now is Ramesh Raskar, who's associate professor at the MIT Media Lab. Ramesh, good morning.
Hello, John.
So you are on a cell phone right now.
Yes.
And as bad as your voice may sound, tell me a little bit about the technological power in the hands of someone in the developing world and how you've managed to harness it.
Just to give you a flavor of what we are doing here at the MIT Media Lab, we have an eyepiece called Netra, and it goes on top of a cell phone. You look through it and align a few lines, and when the lines are aligned, you hit calculate, and it gives you the data for prescription for your eyeglasses, and it can also scan for cataract in the lens of your eye.
So tell me what kinds of population numbers are suddenly available to get an absolutely credible eye exam using this cell phone technology, and how do you then get the prescription glasses to the people in need?
So, I mean, you know, there's more to an eye exam than just eyeglasses and cataract. Nevertheless, you know, we have more than 4 billion people in the world with a mobile phone. You know, there are more phones than toothbrushes. But unfortunately, more than 500 million people worldwide need glasses but don't have them. So this is a major problem. And although it's not life-threatening, the fact that your vision is blurry means a child does not get education, leads to illiteracy, and grown-ups can't have employment, that leads to poverty. So this is a major problem, but the technology in today's cell phones has improved dramatically. For example, just the screen is now 320 dpi, and you know, when they called it the retina display, they probably didn't realize they will actually use it to look at the eye. So it's really the technology behind the cell phones, being able to use the phone not just as a communication device. Remember, it can still make a phone call or a computer, but actually a scientific instrument.
We're talking with Ramesh Raskar, who's associate professor at the MIT Media Lab, describing a device, an app on cell phones available around the world that can actually do a reasonable diagnostic exam of people's eyesight to detect for cataracts and other eye problems and develop an actual prescription to help deal with it for, as you say, about 500 million people in the world who are in need of this kind of exam and these sorts of ophthalmologic expertise. Describe to me how you describe what other innovations are possible if you can just get to the point where, hey, there's 4 billion people out there with a very powerful computer in their hands.
Exactly. Just a correction. The number of people who need eyeglasses is more than 2 billion.
Really?
But more than 500 million don't have glasses. So we are trying to reach this bottom of the pyramid with our technology. But to answer your question about what could be done with mobile phones, I mean, think about many conditions in especially in healthcare, you know, whether it's to do with your vision or hearing or your skin conditions or retinal conditions. A lot of these are today diagnosed using some kind of an imaging device, some kind of a diagnostic device. And, in developed world, these devices are highly engineered, usually overly engineered, so that an expert or a healthcare worker in a clinic can diagnose for you. Well, we can't have that solution in developing countries where many people consider diagnostic care as kind of a luxury, and it's simply not possible for these billions of people to go to a clinic on a yearly or a regular basis. So the idea here is to really take the clinic to the people rather than waiting people to come to the clinic.
Bring the clinic to the people using the portal of their cell phones that suddenly transforms the ability of people to take data in the developing world, which has formerly been inaccessible to all kinds of sciences, businesses, development people. Ramesh Raskar is with us. He's associate professor at the MIT Media Lab, speaking with us on a cell phone. Also joining us is Ashifi Gogo. You're on a cell phone as well?
I am on a cell phone, and I am calling from a developing nation as well.
So you're in Nigeria?
I currently am in Nigeria, that's right.
And you're the CEO of Sproxil, which is a company that uses cell phone technology to collect data on what?
So what we do is we help consumers avoid getting ripped off at the pharmacy by allowing them to use their cell phones to determine which drugs are genuine and which drugs are not, are suspicious. So it's a big problem in developing nations with counterfeit meds, where consumers walk into a pharmacy and they can't tell the difference between a genuine drug or one that's fake. And so we've developed some technology that we've deployed in developing nations that allow consumers to avoid falling into the trap of purchasing fake medication.
So, Ashifi Gogo, I can use my cell phone to literally scan the drugs to make sure that they are authentic and compare them to a database that you can upload to my cell phone?
Yes. Yeah, so the way we literally do it is we work with the legitimate manufacturers, the genuine ones that we know, love, and trust, multinationals and generic producers as well. And we apply these scratch-off labels that are very simple, like what you see on a lottery ticket. And so at the point of purchase, the consumer will scratch off the label,
right,
see a number that's unique to the blister, and send a text message and get an instant response saying genuine or fake.
All right. Ashifi Gogo is the CEO of Sproxil, a multinational company that uses cell phone technology to guard against counterfeit drugs in the developing world. It just goes to show you, once again, the thing that typically works the worst on your cell phone is the actual phone itself. He's speaking to us from Nigeria. Ramesh Raskar, we got to think way beyond the telephone when we think about cell phones, right?
Absolutely. I mean, what has been happening is that the technology that's being crammed into your cell phone is mind-blowing. I mean, you of course know about GPS and magnetometers, but there are many types of input and output technologies that are being crammed into this small device. And for us, as inventors, as researchers, the real goal is to figure out how we can repurpose, how we can retrofit some of the technology and map it to what's already beautiful hidden in this amazing device.
Cell phones in the developing world. Ramesh Raskar is an associate professor at the MIT Media Lab using apps on cell phones to diagnose eye problems for a half billion of people who are at the bottom of the pyramid who need eyeglasses in the developing world. Ramesh Raskar, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Our innovation series continues, and you can go online to listen back to past interviews and talk about maybe some innovations that helped you and maybe you think are a path to a future. It doesn't have to be technological. There's all kinds of innovations out there. Tell us which ones are important in your lives. You can find out more at thetakeaway.org. Also this morning, it is Halloween, and we're still talking about maybe the first scary movie that really had you shaking in your seat.
My name's Bailey O'Dell, and I'm calling from Fort Townsend, Washington. My scariest movie was Arachnophobia. Afterwards, Charlotte's Web scared me.
Do you want a friend? I'll be your friend.
Spiders are a common fear.
Everybody loves a happy face.
Someone on our staff had a lot of fun doing that.
8778, My Take. I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. Happy Halloween. It's The Takeaway.